Isabella's Last Train. What a way to spend a Friday night, Grayson thought, every muscle in her back cramped from hunched over the desk all night. She'd spent the day staring at a computer screen, running the numbers on a stock acquisition that had tanked the moment it went public. Thanks to all the media hype, the tech company had not only underperformed, but its initial public offering was below the predicted price and dropped even more by the close of business. She wished the little bastards running the tech company had just kept their ideas to themselves. But they'd leaked their intent to sell stocks, and the vultures of finance had swooped in and picked the bones clean before anyone else could buy. Now, they were pissed at the $20 drop from their initial investment. So it was with the stock market. Don't gamble money you can't afford to lose. She flicked the switch on the fluorescent desk lamp, stood, and looked around, noticing she was once again the only one left. Hell, even the cleaning crew was gone at this hour. It was a Friday night, for God's sake. The late nights were bad enough, but now she had to get on the last train of the night. If Grayson was lucky, it would be on time and the platform would be empty. But at this hour, there was no telling who, or what, would be on the platform. Standing at the wall of windows, Grayson looked down at the street below. The yellow lights on top of the taxis crawled along the still crowded street. She could still see a few people darting in and out of the traffic to a bar across the street. Grayson reached down, pushed her sleeve back, and looked at the time. Well, it's Friday for another 20 minutes, she noted, grabbing the accoutrements of her work life. She shrugged into her Armani coat, slipped her gloves on, and stuffed a few more files into her briefcase for review over the weekend. Grayson stopped and had a few words with the guy at the security desk, who'd been shoving a slice of pizza in his mouth when she walked up. She waved her goodbye, and it wasn't long before she hit the train platform. Standing under the glow of the light, she waited restlessly for her train, the last train of the night. The cold, foggy breeze blew tight little tornadoes on the platform, kicking up papers and discarded candy wrappers, and pushing her brown hair in her face. Pushing it out of her eyes, she thought she saw someone at the other end of the platform, but looking closer, it was only a finger of fog wrapping around one of those round billboards. It wasn't long before she heard the groan and squeal of the oncoming train, its brakes piercing the air as it tried to stop in front of her. She paused in front of the door as they rattled apart, welcoming her inside. Grayson squinted her eyes against the bright fluorescence. Looking around the car, she noticed it was empty. She leaned back and looked back at the billboard where she thought she saw someone, but no one came. She slipped onto the bench seat diagonal from the door. She'd see anyone who came in, and she was close enough that if she needed to make a quick exit, she could. Grayson had a 45-minute commute to the station where she'd pick up her car and drive another 20 minutes home. If she was lucky, there wouldn't be any other stops, and she could be there in 30 minutes. Grayson pulled her briefcase close and felt her body start to relax into the sway of the train. Her eyelids closed for the briefest of seconds when she felt someone lay their head on her shoulder. Groggily, she opened her eyes to see Kate sitting next to her. "Hey, stranger," Kate whispered. "I'm surprised to see you out this late."